Do you guys like rambling? Me too.
Hey everybody, it's the Bird, and welcome to the Hey, It's the Bird podcast. You might notice my voice is very quiet and not as excited and pumped up. That's because it is sort of late at night, and I don't want to disturb anybody who may be sleeping. And you might notice my peas kind of pop out at you, and the sound quality may be a little less decent as it was last episode. That was because I borrowed my brother's microphone. And that's why it sounded increasingly better. I'm saving up for a certain thing, right now, but I will buy a, microphone once I'm done buying that certain thing. We might get into that certain thing later in the podcast, because this podcast episode doesn't really have a specific theme, and that's why I like it. That's why, well, I don't like it yet. Because it's not over, but I hope I'll like the way it turns out. It doesn't have a specific theme, as you noticed by the title. It's called Rambling, so it'll be way less structured. And just a chance for me to talk about stuff that I don't have enough resources to talk about in a standalone episode. The reason it says part one, because I'm probably going to be doing another one soon. Don't worry, I'm not going to be doing a bunch of these. But once I feel like I can talk about a bunch of various different topics and various different interests of mine that I think will be interesting that I would like to share, I'll go ahead and make one of these. So yeah, let's talk about Split. I know it's been about 3 months, 4 months since this has come out. Dang, that time flew by. Let's see, January, February, April, May. So it's been about 3 months since that came out. But yeah, I have mixed feelings about it. I have mixed feelings about a lot of movies coming out, or that have came out. Because I feel like studios make such good quality films, but they're just not, they don't usually have much substance. And Split had substance, I'll give it that. It had, the acting was phenomenal, everyone did amazing, and the story was intriguing. I never really got bored. I got bored a few parts. I feel like just the whole build up to the, spoilers on Split, if you haven't seen it. Spoilers ahead, might skip a minute or two, and I'll probably be done talking about this. If not, skip a little further ahead. But yeah, Split. I feel like the Beast build-up got a little old. It was just the emails scenes. I believe there were about three email scenes of just a psychiatrist reading Kevin's, or various different personalities' emails. And I feel like it was just kind of repeating the same scene over and over again to create suspense, and it never really created suspense for me personally. So that was a little bad. I feel like the backstory was intriguing, with the whole forest and the dead deer, and I like how that was placed within the Beast. I feel like the shots were edited in a good way. Things reminded her of her past, and that hunting trip, and just it was uncomfortable, and I feel like that was how it was supposed to be, just kind of eerie and like this is a little creep fest. So yeah, I respect that aspect of it. But yeah, the whole movie I felt like it was leading up to something, leading up to this big Beast reveal. Me and my dad talked about this. My dad's podcast, Scott Ross Leadership Podcast, check that out, shameless plug, he's awesome. But yeah, so, yeah, we were talking about this, we were talking about how it was leading up to something, and it never really executed it. It's just like, I feel like the last 15 minutes of the movie, it was just veiny James McAvoy crawling around the walls and, you know, killing folks. I didn't really enjoy it, and I felt like I needed more of James McAvoy's character's past. I feel like if they kind of intertwined Anya Taylor-Joy's past and James McAvoy's past, if they kind of, like, intertwined within the backstory, and they, like, how Anya Taylor-Joy's character, she kind of, like, gets triggered. since it's a meme now, you can't really say triggered without it being sounding like a joke, but I'm serious, like, triggering her past, like, trauma, like things reminding her in the present about her past. And, like, I feel like James McAvoy's character could experience some of that as well. Just kind of like, or maybe kind of like flashbackception, where some of Anya Taylor-Joy's flashback triggers his flashbacks. We're getting into like a deep, like, conversation, but I hope you get what I mean. I get that there's, like, already that kind of flashback where she's, like, poking him with the hanger to get out from under the bed or whatever. But if we had more of that kind of thing, you know what I mean? It would just feel more impactful and moving, more powerful of an ending. And then at the very end, when he doesn't kill her, it would be closure. And dang, I'm surprised at myself for coming up with that. Like, I'm having a euphoric moment. You guys might not think it was a great idea that I thought of that, but I think it would be, like, a way better movie if, like, at the very end they had a connection, because he sees her scars and he sees how she was abused like he was when he was a child. And if they just showed both of their backstories and just kind of, you know, excuse me, if they just kind of both connected and they had that moment at the very end when he runs off. And a lot of you might not know this, but Split has an alternate ending. It doesn't change the plot. It just adds something to the plot that's kind of interesting. Go check it out on YouTube. In the description. Check that out. It's actually quite interesting. It shows James McAvoy, or one of James McAvoy's personalities. He wasn't the Beast because he wasn't all veiny. I think he was Kevin. I think he was somebody, Kevin. Let's just say Kevin, because that's his kind of central guy. He's sitting on a rooftop looking at, like, a Catholic school or something, or private school. And he's, like, so many souls that are, I don't know, that are, he says something like unpure or something like that because they haven't been abused. And he's, like, basically says he's going to go kidnap and put him through hell to make them like him. Kind of like that, in a simplified, more well-worded way. So I thought that was interesting. I'm sad they didn't add that in, because it's like 25 seconds of the film. It's just an alternate ending. Yeah. I didn't see Unbreakable. I haven't seen Unbreakable. So seeing that ending, I understood it because I watched videos on it, and my dad explained it to me, and I was like, oh, got it. It's a supervillain origin story. But I didn't get the origin story out of it. I got it's kind of empty. It's not a full film. It's not finished. I felt like it was very unfinished. And there was a lot of missing pieces to the puzzle for me. Even though everything played out and there was a story, it all just happened. Just happened. I don't really have the words to describe that, but I hope you guys know what I mean. It just I don't know, things played out and I didn't really feel very moved or very impacted by it. I didn't feel at the end like, wow, I felt, yeah, that movie happened. You know what I mean? It was a movie and I didn't really see it as anything else. And I feel like Shyamalan, with his old movies, he does the opposite, like Sixth Sense. Dude, like, that whole movie, it felt like I felt moved at the end. I felt like, wow, that was beautiful. Like, even though it's about a kid who sees ghosts, like, for real, I was blown away. I didn't feel like I watched a movie. I felt like I watched a life play out. And a very interesting life, an intriguing life that nobody has lived before. Just something that is very interesting to see on screen. I didn't see that with Split. It was just kind of entertaining. It was forgettable. So, yeah. Speaking of alternate endings, and kind of thrillers, I Am Legend has an alternate ending. It's probably the most viral, most popular alternate ending there is. Besides, like, say, like, Little Shop of Horrors or something like that, it has alternate endings and stuff. I Am Legend, spoilers for that. I'm sorry, this is just a spoilers-filled episode. Excuse me, when I'm rambling about movies, I usually think of endings and spoilers. So, yeah, sorry about that. So, that's just the way I think. You twisted, sick freak. You think about alternate endings and spoilers. How could you, you horrible person? Anyways, yeah. So, I'm Legend, the ending plays out. You guys have seen it. Everyone's seen that movie. If you haven't seen it, I suggest you check it out. It's pretty cool. It's a movie that's it's kind of unique. Oh, it takes the kind of zombie vampire kind of thing and dynamic, and it's just you're kind of alone and you're intimate with you're just alone with Will Smith, and you get to see what that character that he plays is like, and his full potential, and the dog, and his relationship with the dog, and listening to Bob Marley, and it just made me happy, even though it's about zombies, and about the end of the world, it was happy, so, that's awesome. It's kind of like, Passengers, and that part where he's, like, just playing basketball, and stuff like that. The movie was bad, but that scene made me happy. It was just one guy alone just doing stuff. Yeah. It sounds not fun to watch, but it's yeah. It's believe me, trust me. Anyways, so I Am Legend, how that ended. Sorry, I was rambling. But I Am Legend, it ends. The original ending, not the alternate one, the one that's on screen, the theatrical ending, is where he puts the two people, survivors, the kid and the mom, they hide in the little oven thing to protect them from the blast, and Will Smith just runs out with a grenade and blows the whole pack of vampire zombies up. And the original, or the alternate ending, had Will Smith, and he tells the mom to get him a syringe and bring out the specimen, bring out the woman's specimen, they keep to try to test on cures. And you can see the leader of the zombie pack, vampire pack, he's takes her in, and you find out that she was a significant other, or what have you, and he gives her a hug, and he's, like, really pissed at Will Smith for taking her, and injects the girl to make her less of a potato, That's just a breathing and more of a zombie. Well, more of an actual undead thing. I don't know how to describe conscious to undead. But anyways, he picks her up. And they start showing affection to one another. Like they're hugging each other and they're embracing each other. And it seems like, and Will Smith's like, oh crap, they're conscious, like they're intelligent beings. And so he was, yeah, that was really interesting too. Kind of a twist, kind of not, just more figuring out, deeper into the plot thickens. They're intelligent animals. So intelligent animals, intelligent beings. But yeah, so yeah, that's all I got with movies. I hope you enjoyed it. I have a little bit more to talk about, so just stay tuned, stay on if you want to hear a little more rambling. But from this point on, it's not going to be about movies. It's going to be about a little like YouTube and me and stuff like that. So yeah, keep listening if you want to hear. About movies, or not about, if you want to hear about something other than movies. If you're just going to end it right here, since you came here for movies, see ya. Now, for you who have stayed, you guys are the special ones. You guys are the fans. But, YouTube. What the heck is going on with YouTube? So many people are losing so much money that they might as well find something else to do than YouTube. Something they've built from the ground up, an empire of just like working so hard to put out videos and talk to fans and read comments and live the life of a YouTuber. It's not easy. I don't even have that many subscribers. I have like 150 something, and I love everyone, but even if I don't have that big of a following, it's still responsibility. It's still putting something out that you know people that come to your channel to see this specific type of video want to see. And if you don't fulfill that, it's gonna disappoint them, or they might lose interest. So having YouTube itself demonetize your video and it's not even up to the audience anymore. It's the actual platform, your business, that's not reliable. What the heck? Like, that's not cool. It's scary is what it is. YouTube channel H3H3, my favorite YouTube channel. They're so cool. But they've been losing money because they have quote-unquote questionable content. YouTube is, I don't know what they're doing, but they're not doing anything good. They're demonetizing H3 videos, and now they're making 17% of what they used to make because they have other. They say, they named, like, oh yeah, you're making questionable content. Name some questionable content. They don't. That's what H3H3 said. They literally said that YouTube won't even tell them what they're doing to make them demonetize your videos and tell the ad providers to just screw off, do something else. I'm sorry. I was on the soapbox for a little bit, but it just makes me really pissed that YouTube is just so horrible to these creators that they're making them money. They're making YouTube money. They're not hurting YouTube. So why does YouTube have to hurt them? Anyways, that's YouTube. That's a little bit of YouTube for ya. If you guys don't watch much YouTube, that's just a taste of it. And for those of you who came here from Hates the Bird directly, yeah, that's what's going on. But yeah, Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe if you haven't subscribed. If you wanna, if you like this, or if you don't like it, check out my Why Do Horror Films Suck? That's my first podcast episode. And that's more structured. It's a little more of an essay than a just ramble. But yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in once again. I hope you guys have a good one. And I'll see you guys later.